Regret's not a good word. I hope you have none. But if you want to find out what terminally ill patients regret the most once they've been given the news, tune in to Consider This Program.
Joseph Clark is a certified financial planner and the managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group, an SEC-registered investment advisory service. This material is being provided for informational or educational purposes only and does not take into account the investment objectives or financial situation of any client or prospective client. Those seeking information regarding their particular investment needs should contact us or another financial professional. The opinions expressed were current at the date of taping but are subject to change without notice due to tax law changes or market, political, and economic conditions.
There are several articles that are out there, but a doctor wrote a report, and I would have to say that this is as accurate as anything I've seen. And I apologize, I don't have the doctor's name, but it was the regrets that terminally ill patients consistently have. And it's been matched by other studies. So they listed them five, not necessarily in particular order. So Ken, if I told you the bad news today, and you've got 6 months to a year, what regret, what number one regret would you have?
Probably travel.
Travel, that's not on the board.
Really?
No. Now, don't be looking. That would will spoil the game. But I could get that. I could totally understand that. There's a lot of things in this world that we want to see, and do, right? And that hadn't happened. Angie.
First of all, it was Bonnie Ware. She was a nurse.
Oh, there you
and
go.
For 25 years, she had worked in an environment where people had maybe 2 to 4 months to live. So that was just her thing. She asked every single person, what is your regret? And
well done, source placer.
I would say, and I did read the article, and I do agree with almost all of them, but the number one thing I think as human beings, we do care about the opinions of others. So maybe if a regret would be caring too much about what other people think and allowing it to influence the decisions you've made.
Cola Powell said the certainty to mediocrity is trying to please everyone.
Yes.
But it is, you know, they're I think it's, I can't remember if it's Pastor Poe, somebody in my life says as a reformed people pleaser.
Yes.
I'm not sure I'm reformed. I think that's part of being in the service industry. We like to make people happy.
True. Right?
Well, as human beings, we're relationship people.
But that's one of their regrets, that they worried about what other people want. When I read the article, they talked about taking a job that your parents wanted you to have or going to university to study that you wanted to have. I've got friends that are Indian that have doctor's degrees, you know, like MDs, surgeons, you know, that hate life. They had no, they were told this is what you were doing from the time they could understand this is what you're doing. Right. So what's another one, Angie?
Maybe you regret not saying some things that you wanted to say before it was too late.
Express their feelings. Number three on the list. And that's important, right? Not to let things, you know, not be said. All right, Ken, back to you.
I'm going to say maybe something like not trying new things, whether it's a new job, moving somewhere.
I think they let themselves be happy. We'll put it under that column because that's, you know, being willing to explore and do new things and have fun. I would go there as well. Angie.
Well, I guess I want to not say that I spent every bit of my time working and not doing other things that I wanted to do, which is kind of like what you said about travel. So you don't want to end up saying you dedicated most of your life to working too hard or not working at the things that you were passionate about. So spending too much time on the job.
But what if that is your passion?
Then great. Not that many people can say that. You can.
I had somebody in my life a long time ago, and I've read it so many times since that I refuse to give anybody credit, but they've never seen a person pass away with a goal. Right? Now, I'm sure that's not the case, right? But somebody who was really striving to get something done and working hard and diligently, you've never seen them die. And I can't say that that's true. I don't know it's true, but one of the things on the list was work too hard. And I think when you work so hard, you destroy family relationships and dynamics. You know, you ignore your friends, you don't travel, you know, all of that stuff.
I would say the kids are probably the ones who get hurt the most.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Father works 24 hours a day and just...
Yes. And there's no doubt early in my career, you know, I missed birthday parties mm-hmm. and all sorts of stuff, you know, just because that was you're building a company, right?
True.
So I get it. We got to speed this along because I want to get this to something else. So what's the last one?
The last one on the list is I wish I had stayed in touch with friends.
Which, you know, in this world of Facebook, right?
It's getting easier.
It's getting easier and harder. I haven't looked at yours. I've got over 3,000 friends on Facebook. I don't know 3,000 people, right?
Same here.
You know, so, you know, Barb is always looking at the things that people post. I can't look at what people post. You know, Angie will post stuff on her Facebook page and say, well, didn't you see it? No.
I didn't want to weed through my 3,000.
I've got to figure out how to do that following thing a little bit. Simpler,
I only accept friend requests from people I know. And I know there's a lot of bad press over social media, but I think the good part about it is I still see what all my high school friends are doing. Right. And I feel like I'm involved in their life, even if I'm not.
I assure you that I am closer to people in my elementary school than I would have ever been, right? Because they're still in Muncie. And then my friends in high school up in Benton County, you know, being able to have those, you know, and every now and then we do stuff together. And it's kind of, you know, it's kind of cool. Anyhow, so what do you guys suppose they regretted about their money?
I would say maybe not spending it on certain things, certain family members or certain trips or things that they thought they would never need, maybe.
I think that ties into all of it.
Right.
You know, if you're worried about the opinions of others, like, ooh, they shouldn't be digging into their retirement or, you know, I worked too hard so I can't spend, you know, my money, or letting yourself be happy, people are afraid to take out their retirement and use it. For a lot of those reasons.
We talk about that a lot on, we honestly, in all fairness, we don't have many people who show up at the Financial Enhancement Group who are worried about running out of money. We have people who won't take money out of accounts because they work too hard putting it in, or they don't want to pay taxes,
right?
Or they don't want to kill what I call the baby,
right?
That the statement has reached a number that, you know, they're emotionally attached to. And so they'll give up, you know, other things for it. And I, most of the people in life know me well enough to know that I'm not somebody that walks around with regrets. You know, that's not, I feel like everything worked out, you know, and some of the stuff that was challenging happened to be able to get to the next stage. But there is a regret we can never go back and replace. And we were in Germany. My brother was there in Hamburg studying for a year when he was a junior at Purdue. And I took over money to drive a car on the Autobahn. And then they told me it was $750. And, you know, we didn't have $750 to blow. And so I didn't drive the car on the Autobahn, right? And 2 days later, a gypsy lady in Italy with a baby pickpocketed me. And I lost the $750, right? So, you know, the only thing I could put in my head is I hope they're eating better now. Or, you know, that,
oh, wow.
That was the only regret that I had. Now, financially responsibly, I should not have in any way, shape, or form paid for the Autobahn. But it's a memory that I probably won't have because I probably won't go back to Germany.
Right.
And just a very, very frustrating thing. So people have a lot of regrets. Angie hit it head on, in my opinion. Almost all of these are tied to money. Let's always remember to use money as a tool and not let it use us. That's the best advice I can give you over that part. Hey, you're listening to Consider This Program. I'm Joe Clark, along with Ken Dilger, Angie Kinzer. You got a question or comment, shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com.